everybody. Ryan is moving this week, and so I'm just going to try to give you a little mini show just so you have something. But I, as you probably already know, I am not nearly as good at talking as Brian. And I know he can do whole shows by himself while I'm in London sometimes, and it's crazy. I can talk for I'll give it the old college try for maybe 5 minutes. But I have a few things to mention, and I also have one sports and one non-sports story for you. I want to recommend, first of all, I really liked that movie 1917. I wouldn't say it's like a new angle on World War One that you really know. I mean, that you're going to learn something, but it was just like a entertaining war story, and it was shot in like a continuous shot kind of way, telling the tale of two guys during World War One. It was pretty cool. Fun enough movie. I mean, fun in a war way where people die, but it was cool. Also, I definitely recommend the Aaron Hernandez 3-part documentary on Netflix. I would say I thought I knew most about him, but this kind of fleshed everything out, and I thought it was really well done, and you see just how fucked up he was. There are salacious details, but overall, you just see he was just a terribly damaged individual who was fucked up and violent, and everybody knew he was fucked up and violent, and it was a really bad look for Urban Meyer and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, and they look bad in this, and I enjoy them looking bad. But it's an interesting story. It's well done. I also want to mention these jabronis down in Virginia this past weekend with their gun rights march. I'm not saying everybody has to be where I am on the gun control issue, but this was over some relatively minor gun bills. It was like Republicans were proposing a bill that would repeal something else, ultimately it was whether or not Virginians should be allowed to carry concealed weapons without a permit, and also would they be allowed to bring firearms into places of worship, which this is not we're going to confiscate your guns kind of shit. This is just like, hey, we would like people who are carrying guns to have permits to do it, or just to have to be checked out by somebody to make sure it's cool for them to carry their guns. I don't know. It seems like it's not a big deal. And fuck everybody with their slippery slope. Like that is not a heavy measure. And I know most of the country believes in some sort of, background checks. But anyway, this is more about looking at these clowns from fucking Rochester and Michigan, and they're pouring into Virginia in full costume. They look like they're all playing army man, but these guys are 70 pounds out of shape, and they're carrying anti-tank guns and 4-foot sniper rifles, and they just look ridiculous because it's just men playing dress up. I mean, they might as well have been in cowboy costumes or football helmets. And it was just hilarious. And it's a reminder, if anyone's getting into costume for anything other than Halloween or some specific costume party, you're probably a virgin or someone who has to pay for sex, because they all looked so pathetic marching around in their little costumes. But anyway, I thought it was funny to see all these guys, and nothing was accomplished. They just looked like idiots. In sports, dad arrested after tackling son's wrestling opponent during match. So some dad named Barry Lee Jones in Kannapolis, North Carolina, saw his son get taken down. I mean, he gets slammed pretty good in the video, but that's what wrestling is. It wasn't a superfly snooker kind of slam. It was just a wrestling hold and takedown. And so the opponent's facing the other way, and this clown, Barry Lee Jones, sprints across the mat and just blindsides the 17-year-old. And it teaches the world something that just about every parent knows, that parents are the worst part in youth sports. Last week, I coached my son's basketball team, and every year it's done by school in my town. And every year we play this one school where basketball just matters a little too much to everyone. And I think I've coached a combined 6 seasons between my two kids, and my team and this team usually makes the playoffs. So I play them almost twice a year. I've probably played them 10, 11 times, and they finally beat our team, which is fine. But you would have thought the parents on the other side, like a life and death was on the line. Like somebody was going to be murdered if they didn't win. Every call against them had every parent screaming that the ref is cheating. The coach is stomping onto the court. It is just insane. And the coach gets them all riled up and they act like just idiots. And they're always thinking somebody's out to get them and the ref is in the bag for the other team. And it's like, these refs are making $10-$15 a game. Nobody gives a shit if your 9 or 10 year old wins a 4th grade basketball game. It's just madness. And when they won, it was like they all won the lottery. It was the second game of a basketball season for 4th grade. And we'll probably play him again, and I'll probably beat him. But it doesn't matter. It's just insane that parents make everything about themselves in these situations. So fuck Barry Lee Jones in Kannapolis, North Carolina. His son sucks at wrestling and probably hates Barry Lee Jones. In non-sports, 6 tourists arrested for allegedly damaging Machu Picchu temple with feces. So 6 people between the ages of 20 and 32 decided to smear shit on the wall of an Incan temple in Peru. So first of all, the people were from, it said Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and France. So it's not like a close-knit pack of people. It kind of feels like a bunch of people met on their travels and decided to do it, which makes me wonder who proposed it, because somebody has to come up with the idea first. And how did that go down? Like you just peel off a couple people on your tour and you're like, hey, I got a good idea. My bet it was the Brazilians. I think there were a couple Brazilians and then one each of the others. You know, Brazilians seem wild in both a fun way, but also can be in a scary way. And my money would be on them for getting the fecal ball rolling in this one. But third, what 20-year-old, they range from 20 to 32. What 20-year-old wants to hang out with a 32-year-old on vacation? Someone in their 30s to a 20-year-old is like, that's like somebody's dad. I mean, you have no connection. 12 years as the years pass on is no big deal, but 20 versus 32, you are not in the same stratosphere as them. And it's just a real bummer. When I was in my 20s, a group of us, not in my 20s, when I was 20, a group of us went to Amsterdam, and a couple of guys in their 30s kind of glommed onto us at the Grasshopper, one of these smoke shops. And we left there. It was kind of a standard Amsterdam trip for college students. We just bounced around, smoked weed, and then went somewhere else. And so we went to the Anne Frank house after, and these old dudes followed us like they were part of our crew. And it was a real bummer. I wouldn't recommend getting high before going to a Holocaust era museum of sorts. But still, adding these two guys who were not handling their weed well at all, they were very boisterous, and it looked like we showed up with them. And one of the 30-year-olds, 35-year-olds, whatever he was, he opened up the window where Anne Frank lived, and like paint was chipping off. Like, I don't know if it had been open in decades, 40, 50 years. And he starts screaming to the people down below, like, you got to believe in Anne Frank. It was terrible. We had to sprint out of the Anne Frank house because we didn't want to be known. Well, we didn't want to spend any more time with this guy. But it looks bad when you're 20 and some guy in their 30s is hanging out with you. It's real bummer for your vacation. So fuck all of these tourists, even the 20-year-old follower. I'm pretty sure the Incans didn't do anything to them. So fuck them. So those are two stories. Brian and I will be back next week. We'll do our Super Bowl prop bets. I banged another player future in the AFC Championship game, won $100 with Derrick Henry scoring the first touchdown of the game. So I'm pretty hot in the playoffs with these prop bets. So I will come up with some good ones next week. Thanks for listening, and we'll have a full show next week.
Yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics.